Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on the selector dub approach, building an old school DNB jungle ARP with swing, attitude, and just enough grit to feel like it came off a smoked out tape loop, but still tight enough to live in a modern arrangement. In this lesson, we are not just making a loop, we are making a phrase. That's a really important mindset for drum and bass. In jungle and darker DNB, the hook is often not some giant lead melody. It's the relationship between the drums, the bass, and a repeating musical idea that keeps evolving just enough to stay alive. So the goal here is to build an ARP that can work as an intro hook, a drop layer, or a transition moment before the bass comes back in. Start by setting your session up around 172 to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this kind of energy. Before you even touch the ARP, get a basic drum skeleton in place. Kick on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, and a breakbeat layer or amen-style chop to give the track some motion. The reason we do this first is simple. An ARP that sounds amazing in solo can fall apart once the drums and sub arrive. You want to hear the groove and context from the start. Organize your project into three groups if you can. Drums, bass, and ARP or music. That keeps the workflow clean and lets you make quicker decisions. In DNB, speed matters. You want to be able to hear instantly whether the ARP is helping the track or getting in the way. Now let's build the sound source. Use a stock synth like Wavetable or Operator. Keep it simple. The groove, the note choices, and the processing are going to do most of the work. If you're using Wavetable, start with a saw or triangle saw blend on oscillator 1. You can leave oscillator 2 off or add just a tiny amount of detune if you want a bit of width. Keep unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices, and don't overdo detune. A little movement is enough. Put a low pass filter on it with mild resonance. If you prefer operator, go for a clean harmonic core and keep the tone fairly plain at first. You can always add character later. The important thing is to begin with something musical and stable. Write a minor triad or a suspended voicing in a mid register, then turn that into a MIDI clip. Good starting keys for this style are F minor, G minor, or a minor. Keep the notes close together. This is not the moment for huge cinematic chord stacks. Selector dub style ARPs work best when they feel tight, hypnotic, and a little mysterious. Now open the MIDI clip and build a 1-bar or 2-bar loop. Think in phrases, not just repeating cycles. Old school DNB ARPs get their power from tiny changes over time. Even if the clip is only 1 bar, you should already know what you want the listener to feel by the end of bar 2 or 4. Program a pattern with short 16th note movement, a few skipped steps, and maybe 1 or 2 longer notes to let the delay breathe. That little bit of space is important. If every slot is filled, the pattern starts to feel more like a machine sequence than a jungle phrase. Now bring in the swing. You can drag groove from the groove pool onto the clip, or manually nudge some notes a little late. Try something in the region of MPC style 16 swing around 55 to 60, with groove amount around 60 to 85%. You want the ARP to lean back slightly, not fall over. The drums in DNB are already pushing hard, so the ARP can sit a touch behind the grid and create that nice human push-pull. A useful trick here is to let the break inform the rhythm. If the drums have a ghost hit or a busy fill, leave a little gap in the ARP there, or place a note just after a snare ghost. That makes the ARP feel like it's weaving around the rhythm section instead of fighting it. Also, use fewer notes than you think. A strong selector-style phrase can be surprisingly minimal. 2 or 3 well-placed notes can sound much more confident than a dense, busy line. If you want the old-school feel, keep it simple and let the timing and effects create the drama. Next, shape the harmony so it feels dubwise rather than overcomposed. Instead of writing a full chord progression, use 1 chord tone cluster, a small top note move, or a call and response idea across 2 bars. For example, bar 1 can be the main pattern, and bar 2 can repeat it with 1 note changed or removed. That tiny variation keeps the loop from becoming static. If you want to stay inside 1 tonal center while working quickly, Ableton's scale device can help. It's a nice way to improvise without losing the key. But don't let theory get in the way of the vibe. The whole point here is to make something that feels right with the drums and bass. Now let's add some human detail with MIDI tools. Use velocity to shape the phrase. Accent the first note of each phrase. Pull down repeated notes by 10 to 25%, and then make 1 or 2 notes slightly louder, so the line has a kind of selector call-out energy. That gives the pattern personality. You can also use the Arpeggiator MIDI effect if you want to sketch ideas fast. Keep it restrained. Try it up, down, or converge. Set the rate to 1/16 and keep the gate around 35 to 55%. Then commit the MIDI and edit the notes manually. That's the key workflow here. The device can generate the idea, but the field comes from your own note placement and edit choices. At this point, we want to design the tone. Put auto filter after the synth, then saturator, and if you want more bite, add drum bus or roar. Follow that with echo and then reverb or hybrid reverb. Use the chain like an arrangement tool, not just a polished stage. Start with auto filter and keep the cutoff fairly dark at first, maybe anywhere from 200 to 1200 Hz depending on the section. Use the filter to control energy. In the intro, keep it darker and narrower. As the track moves forward, open it slightly. In the breakdown, you can automate resonance or cutoff to create tension. Then add saturator with a few dB of drive. Soft clip can help if needed. After that, a little drum bus can add edge, but keep it subtle. You don't want to crush the ARP. You want to rough it up just enough to feel like it belongs in a jungle record. Echo is a huge part of the Selector Dub vibe. Use a synced 1/8 or dotted 1/8 delay, with feedback somewhere around 20 to 40%. Filter the repeats so they don't clutter the mix. Reverb should stay short and controlled. High cut the returns so the space feels atmospheric, without washing over the drums. A really important production move here is to use return tracks for delay and ambience. Set up a dub delay return, a short space return, and maybe a texture return if you want extra grime. This is better than loading too much FX directly on the ARP track, because it gives you flexibility. You can automate send levels at phrase endings and create classic dub-style throws. For example, in a 16-bar intro, you might keep the ARP fairly dry for the first 8 bars, increase the delay send in bars 9 to 12, and then open the filter and push delay feedback slightly in the last 4 bars, before the drop. That creates a real sense of motion, without overloading the mix. Now let's talk about mixing the ARP against the drums and sub. This is where the track either locks or falls apart. Your sub must stay mono and clean. If the ARP has any low-end buildup, high-pass it. Use EQA to clean mud in the 200 to 400 Hz range if needed. Check the part in mono or reduce width with utility, so you know it isn't only working because of stereo tricks. In DNB, the drums still have to hit like the main event. If the ARP is masking the snare crack or stepping on the break's top-end movement, simplify it. Sometimes the best fix is not more EQ, but fewer notes or a shorter gate. Let the drums breathe. A good selector ARP should feel exciting at low volume too. That's a great reality check. If it only sounds good when it's loud and bright, it may be overcooked. At low volume, the groove should still be obvious. The timing has to carry it. Now turn the loop into an arrangement. This is where it becomes more than a pattern. Think of it like a DJ tool or a phrase in a set. You might use it as a filtered intro hook, then bring it in fully on the drop with the bass and drums. Later, strip it away for 2 bars so the bass can lead. Then bring it back with a higher octave, a reverse tail, or a tighter variation. A very effective trick is octave swapping. Keep the same notes, but move one or two of them up an octave in the second half of the phrase. That gives lift without changing the harmony. Another good move is to create a question and answer version, where bar 1 is fuller and bar 2 is stripped back. That conversation-like shape works really well in jungle. You can also duplicate the clip and shift it by a 16th for a section if you want that slightly caught in the mix feel. That can be a great transitional move in dubby jungle. And don't forget resampling. Once you've got a phrase that feels right, record it to audio. This is a very old school, very useful move. It bakes in the character, captures the FX, and lets you chop the best moments into the arrangement. After resampling, you can slice a half-bar hit, reverse a tail, or make a tiny stutter by duplicating a fragment. That gives the track a more sample-based identity, which is perfect for this style. If you want even more dirt, add a subtle texture layer under the ARP. A little vinyl noise, filtered ambience, or a ghost reese tucked low in the mix can add menace. Just keep the low end under control. The ARP is there to be musical and tense, not to turn into a bass part. A few common mistakes to avoid: too much harmonic complexity, no swing, too much low end, and delay or reverb that washes out the drums. Also, don't let the sound get too polished. If it starts feeling like modern EDM, back off. Simplify the patch, add subtle grit, and loosen the quantization a little. Here's a quick practice routine. Set Ableton to 174 BPM. Build a basic breakbeat and snare pattern. Add waveatable or operator and make a simple minor key ARP in one bar. Pull groove from the groove pool and aim for a swing feel around 55 to 60. Add auto filter and saturator. Set up an echo return and a reverb return. Automate the filter over 4 bars. Add one delay throw on the final note, Then resample the ARP to audio and chop one reverse transition. If you can do that in 10 to 20 minutes, you're already building the right muscle memory. To wrap it up, remember the core ideas. Build the ARP in context with drums and bass. Keep the harmony simple and loopable. Use swing, note placement, and velocity to get that old-school jungle feel. Shape the tone with stock Ableton devices like auto filter, saturator, echo, and reverb. Treat the ARP like an arrangement element, not just a melody. And when you need more weight and identity, resample it. If you want to push this further, make three versions of the same ARP in one project: a dry version, a dub version, and a dirty version. Same source notes, different personalities. That's a great way to train your arranger's ear and figure out which version works best in the intro, drop, or breakdown. Now go build that selector dub phrase. Let it swing, let it breathe, and let it sound like it came from deep in the rave.